Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. It is Christmas, nearly. It is the 4th of December.
The tree is up.
The tree decorations are up. What did you go for, Mum? Did you go for snowscape?
I went for the glitter ball.
Oh yeah, strictly.
Because strictly. I've got the most beautiful glass angel.
Do you remember the angels that we used to do?
Playgroup.
Yeah, playgroup, where they looked like the angriest paper angel ever.
With big eyes and a big mouth.
Yeah.
Modelled on me.
Yeah, bossy angel.
Bossy angel.
My daughter chose our decorations this year, and she opted for a lot of animals. Hey, Miss Burrows, come here. Do you remember which tree decorations you chose? What was it?
The unicorn.
The unicororn? What else did you choose? Was there a doggy?
A doggy with a Santa hat on.
Thank you very much. And Mum, probably the most exciting news that we've had for a while.
I can't believe it, Jess.
I can't believe it either.
I can't believe it.
Table Manners with Jessie Ware and Lenny Ware
are going live.
We're going on tour. I'm going on tour with my mother.
Have we got a tour bus ready, darling?
Mum, I don't think the budget is there just yet. We'll be in a splitter van, if you're lucky.
Darling.
We are doing three live shows to celebrate our cookbook being out next year. Saturday, the 28th of March, 2020, we're doing Birmingham Town Hall, which is part of the Birmingham Podcast Festival.
My alma mater.
Sunday, the 29th of March, we're doing Manchester Dance House.
My hometown.
Perfect. And then Tuesday, the 31st of March, we're doing London Shoreditch Town Hall.
My adopted home. I've got a connection with all these three places.
You love East London, don't you, Mum?
I adore it, darling.
Tickets are on sale at gigsandtours.com and ticketmaster.co.uk. You are now a gigging mum.
I'm a gigging podcaster. And we're having a live audience with Q&A.
So you can join Mum and I and special guests for the first ever live UK tour of Table Manners, the podcast. So we are extremely excited. Tickets are on sale now. So go and get your tickets from gigsandtours.com or ticketmaster.co.uk. We can't wait to see you there.
Wow.
So, Mum, we're excited about today.
Oh, so excited.
Well, because it's nearly Christmas, we thought, why not do a Christmas dinner? I feel like we're getting away with kind of part celebrating Thanksgiving because it was just like last week.
That's why I've done my sweet potato.
You what?
I've done sweet potato with marshmallows and cinnamon, which is a kind of Thanksgiving favourite. Well, it is in the Bahamas where my sister-in-law comes from.
So what is on the menu?
I want to thank Waitrose and Partners for providing the most beautiful array of food and ingredients.
Yeah, I mean, you've given us all the grub to be able to create
a festive
scene.
We've got turkey.
Yeah.
We've got stuffing, turkey with stuffing.
You've done your own stuffing.
An extra one.
What is it?
My extra one is, it's like a forcemeat with cranberries in.
What's forcemeat?
Well, I use mincemeat because I don't use sausage meat.
Yeah.
And I've just put cranberries, herbs and onions in to go inside the turkey.
So we're trying something out. Waitrose has given us a slow cooked turkey breast with sage, onion and brioche. Ooh, brioche. That's a good idea. That's a really good idea.
Where is the brioche?
It's the stuffing.
Okay, it would be a sweet stuffing. Great.
With a spiced muscovado glaze.
We've also got, you've done your sprouts with grapes.
You are being a bit ungenerous. They are going to potentially be the star of the show. They are Brussels sprouts with red grapes,
done in soy sauce and balsamic. Usually I'd use this Muscatel sherry vinegar, but we didn't have it. And then with some fresh thyme, and then you put hazelnuts, roasted hazelnuts, and they're delicious. You do them in the oven.
Christ,
so they kind of sex up a sprout. What
That's
else have
the
we
one
done?
Dish that Jessie cooks, so we're getting the full ingredients.
Yeah, thank you.
I've done some roasted root vegetables.
Yeah.
I've done roast potatoes, made red cabbage.
Your red cabbage is the best.
I know. And I think that's it.
Like with every Christmas day, we've decided to go slightly overboard on the desserts. And we haven't just got one. We haven't got two. We've got about five.
So I made trifle.
Yeah.
You've made Cointreau oranges.
Yep.
And Waitrose have provided the most beautiful choux pastry wreath.
Which, honestly, cream and choux pastry is like
heaven. With a salted caramel sauce.
And chocolate.
And we've got a fig and port cheesecake.
That's from the Heston collection.
My goodness, those Cointreau oranges look so beautiful in that new glass dish that John Lewis and Partners gave you.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's kind of like can be a trifle dish.
It's an absolutely perfect dish because it's got straight sides, it's cut glass, it's absolutely gorgeous.
So we shall be enjoying a little bit more festivities on the table with placemats that are...
the most beautiful beaded sequin placemats.
It's funny because I feel like you always make a real effort at Christmas time.
I'd have those on my table every day.
We've got champagne in the fridge.
I always love a champagne lunch. To be perfectly honest, gets you through.
I don't think we're going to need to get through this one. I'm so excited about this one. Today, we have decided to put on a big festive feast for someone who I have...
Special.
She's special.
Yeah.
She is an international superstar who not only we know as an X Factor judge, but she... was the lead singer. The lead singer of Pussycat Dolls. She's been in Cats musical. She has just come off Broadway doing a musical.
A one-woman show all musical hits.
Amazing.
In New York.
So maybe we can sing
She's going to do one over here. We could persuade her.
She's also, probably the most important fact, is Moana's mum. The voice of.
Do you think she's Moana's mum?
We make our nest from the fire. I think that's her part.
Do you think?
I want to...
Okay.
Basically, my daughter has been... I said, guess what, darling? Got Moana's mum's coming over. And she went, is she bringing Moana? I said, no, I'm sorry. But I wonder whether she'll sing for her and that'd be amazing. I think we're going to have a bit of singing in this one.
I hope so.
Mum.
Yeah.
You know some of Nicole's songs.
Do I?
Yeah. Don't you?
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?
Is that her song?
Yeah. Well, I thought it was Jodie Marsh. Didn't she wear a thing that says, don't you wish your boyfriend was hot, your girlfriend was hot like me?
Let's pour the port. Let's loosen the, I don't know, whatever. Let's get on with it.
Nicole Scherzinger coming up.
Are you hungry? Okay,
good
good, because you're getting a Christmas dinner, basically.
Oh, Jessie, George, please.
Right, so would you? I've poured you fizzy, but would you like still?
You guys are so cute. I can't even take this right now.
I feel like you need to just put your feet back and, you know, yeah, like, and just relax. You've been working hard. Simon Cowell's been working really fucking hard.
I'm happy because I'm a very family person. And so for me to come to your home and you to have so me here, sweet. And especially for you to have your mom, because my mom is my everything. So I'm already like, you got me in the most chill, relaxed mood.
Speaking of your family, you are part Hawaiian or full
I am Hawaiian?
Hawaiian,
Ukrainian, Filipino.
The food in the Philippines. Oh, well, I want to know about the Hawaiian food.
Yeah, so I didn't grow up in the Philippines. I was born in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And so my mom is Hawaiian and Ukrainian. And then my biological father is Filipino. So my mother had me. She got pregnant with me when she was 17.
Right.
Yeah, and then... and so, yeah, I was born in Hawaii. But...
Which island is that?
Oahu, Honolulu.
Oh, okay. So where have I been to?
Kauai?
Yes, Kauai.
Maybe. Did you go to Kauai? She went to a really expensive hotel.
Cheers, darling.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Neely.
I love
it. Thanksgiving.
Wait, you've got to look at the eyes.
So, yes, you have this really interesting melting pot of so many different heritage.
Yeah,
but like,
I do.
What's your favourite kind of cuisine out of all those heritage? Like, who was cooking when you were younger?
Well, my mommy always cooked. So I love my mom's cooking. I grew up eating rice with every meal because we're Asian, right?
Okay.
And our family has a lot of recipes of like one of my favorite dishes, a dish that I could actually make is oyster chicken. So it's not oyster, but it's, you know, oyster sauce. So it's like very like
an
Asian dish with lots of vegetables.
Mushrooms? Is it oyster mushrooms? No, it's just called oyster sauce.
Yeah, it's like that.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like not oysters, but oysters is the brown
sauce.
I don't know. It's so confusing. It's like when you go to the sushi restaurant, they call it eel sauce. You're like, is there eel in this?
Oh my god!
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. It's that brown sauce. You're like, is there eel or is it just the sauce that goes on eel? So my mom has we have a lot of family dishes that I grew up with her. And then I love Hawaiian food.
What is it? I know a lot about poke.
Yeah.
Is that Hawaiian?
It's not just that. Darling.
Yeah.
Spam. They like spam.
We love spam.
Why do you like spam?
Poke.
Tell me how to cook it properly and to enjoy it.
Fry it up.
Really?
Just fry it up. So good.
Will you have a tin of spam in your cupboard?
I grew up with it, but I don't eat it anymore.
Would it bring back like memories of kind of childhood? And
it smells so good. Have you ever eaten spam? Oh my gosh.
Is it like corned beef?
Yeah.
Mummy used to do corned beef sandwiches and I did like that.
Yeah.
No, it's ham, isn't
it? Ham.
Spam. We don't know what it is.
It's kind of like minced up ham and then they compress it.
Yeah, it's delicious. We have this thing called spam musubi where you take, it's like spam sushi, so you take the spam and you put it on rice and wrap it in seaweed.
That sounds
seaweed.
Great.
Seaweed!
That sounds great.
It's so good. Like seaweed, like how you have it with sushi, you know?
That sounds like a little, what's it, what they call the ham rolls.
Yeah.
Lovely.
So were you on the same island as President Obama?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Did you know him?
No.
Have you met him?
Yes.
Is he fabulous?
He's great. He's lovely. Him and Michelle. I really like Michelle as well. They're lovely.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
Did you talk about Hawaii?
I don't think we had time. I think it was during his Hope Change campaign. So I was there with my friends Will.i.am and other friends in the industry trying to help push that campaign and support him. So, and I've met him. I've went to the White House because I work very closely with the Special Olympics. So I got to see them again there in their own home at the time. So, but yeah, Hawaii, have you been there?
Mum's been.
I've been to Hawaii.
Oh, yes, that's right. You've been
to
Kauai.
So went to
Kauai.
No, it wasn't.
Should I be
that.
Saying say Hawaii again?
So
say
you can
it.
Say people say Hawaii,
but it's not right.
The actual correct pronunciation is Hawaii.
Hawaii.
All the W's Hawaii. Are just pronounced V.
Hawaii.
Or you can say Hawaii.
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 Well, my daughter's going to come back from the park soon, and I said, "Listen, Moana's mummy's coming."
Oh, Sina. I fought for that, for those five lines, guys. I fought for them.
Can you do them now? No, you're gonna have to do them. You're gonna have to do them when she comes in. But did you?
I don't even know my lines.
Did you? You got to sing in it.
You
right?
sang that one bit.
Did you go? We make our mess from the fire. Is that you or not?
Sweet inside.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Cook up the meat inside.
The village believes in us. That's right. The village believes the harmony. Oh, I did it. Oh my god, I love
it's
it.
It's our favorite.
I love it so much. We have to watch it every day,
really. Oh my gosh.
She's gonna
I
be
was
so happy.
Proud. I fought so hard for that role. They always kill off the moms.
She was very silent.
They killed off the grandma this time.
But they kill off the mom. They're usually Little Mermaid doesn't have a mom.
No.
Many
so
of them,
true.
If you go back, they don't have
yeah,
a mom.
None
and
of
they,
the Disney's
they had her
mom.
Written. They killed her off.
Why did she need to die?
And then they brought her back and I begged for it. I was like, please, I want to be a part of this. I have to be a part of this.
So were you involved in like, when did you see the script before it was kind of...
No, because it was like so top secret. But we had been talking to them for for years and years, and I just was relentless because my family was relentless. My family kept saying, they're doing this, you have to be a part of it, because everybody who's a part of it was Polynesian descent, you know. You have to be, you have to stay true to your roots. It's the story of our people, where we come from. So I was like, you guys have to get me in this. I don't care.
Is it based on a true story or a myth, a Hawaiian like myth?
The myth.
And do you know Lin-Manuel Miranda then?
I mean, I met him. Actually, no, I met him in New York when he did Hamilton on
Which
Broadway.
Which is so fantastic.
Yeah, that is like rearranged the DNA of musical theater. So
I feel like you could be one of the women in it.
I love that. I'm such
trio,
a massive
so brilliant.
Fan. Actually, Andrew Lloyd Webber told me all about that musical before it was even out. He was like, you have to see this Wrapped musical. I was like, you're into a Wrapped musical. And then I saw it and I just fell in love with it. I saw it several times. And I actually just did I love musical theater.
Yeah,
I grew
we
up.
Did
we
too.
To
I grew
about
up
about
musical
about
theater.
It.
So I just put on a show in
Broadway.
In New York City for the Broadway community, a tiny little show, invite only, and then a couple fans came. And I got to sing. It was an intimate evening Broadway night with Nicole, and I got to sing my favorite song.
Okay,
go
on.
Give us your favorite.
You probably don't know that.
We probably do.
Try us. Bloody know, so yeah.
So there's a song called Losing My Mind.
Who's it for? Which musical is it?
I forget. It's The Sun Comes Up, I Think About You.
I know the song.
I think about you.
Oh, God, this is
you so. It's like I'm losing my mind.
Sounds like a bit of Gershwin or something.
All afternoon doing every little chore. It's Sondheim.
I thought of you. Oh, it's Sondheim. Okay.
Yeah, Sondheim.
Sometimes
which
I stand in the middle
That's
of the floor.
Gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
I think that a couple people covered it. Like maybe Liza covered it.
Okay.
Pet Shop Boys probably covered it. But I love that song. It's very close to my heart. Losing my mind because I think mostly I'm losing my mind most of the time. And then there's another song called, is it Unusual Way? Do you know Unusual Way from
Nine?
You're
right, maybe. I don't know any of these.
Okay. I'm singing Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
Okay, yeah, I know that.
Great. I'm
we
singing
that
Memory.
Well, you're doing like... Big
because
cool.
You have been
thing.
The pussycat, haven't you?
Well, the pussycat. She was McCavity.
She was the pussycat.
I was
the
Grisabella.
Cat.
Grisabella, sorry.
In Cats. Yes, here.
You were the aging one, weren't
yes.
you?
Yes.
Mom, that's rude.
She was a grey pussycat.
I love her. Oh
it
my
was
God.
Aging and she went all grey and she's sad and she's old.
Yeah.
You get to sing Memory.
Yeah, that's so right. I sing Memory.
Because that's what old people do. They have memories, Jessica.
Yeah. It was perfect for me.
No.
It fit me well.
Young.
Was it amazing being in the West End?
It was one of my proudest moments. It was. The life we lead is like, it's crazy. It's like a roller coaster. And I've gotten to do many things and see many things and perform many places and in front of and for many people. But I love the theater. It's my sanctuary. And there's something very sacred about it for me. I really love the thought that it's not for show. No one's filming you. Mm. No one else will ever get to see that, experience that.
For that moment.
For that yeah. moment. And you completely can... I always say I died of myself every night on that stage because I was actually going through a breakup of a 7-year relationship and no one knew. And of course, because I always keep everything so private and I couldn't talk about it because the relationship was so public. So I was able to die of myself every night through my character, Grisabella, and she gets to be reborn again at the end. So it was like the most therapeutic, cathartic thing for me. And so it really was quite a beautiful healing process for me as well. And I really loved it. I don't use the word proud very often because I'm very hard on myself. I've always been a perfectionist. But that I was very proud that Andrew asked me to be a part of that and the work that I did in it.
But do you feel like it... needing that stage and that sanctuary and that escape was almost a reaction to kind of being such a household name. Mm. And, you know, I feel like you're an international, like, singer, superstar, but then also you became one of ours, being on X Factor and everyone kind of adoring you. And so was that like, do you feel like it was a perfect tonic to that where, you know, you're in the Daily Mail every day.
Yeah.
Everything's getting written about you. So, yeah. But like, do you still enjoy doing X Factor? And I don't know the chronological order where it was like.
There's just different, we wear many hats.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, I look at you and I low key freak out because listen to music.
Oh, please shut up. Really?
Oh my gosh. I've played, I'm sure everybody has, but this song, I discovered it late, but Say You Love Me.
Oh, it's a good old, it's an X Factor audition number, isn't it? People do it.
But it's like, it's one of the most brilliantly written songs. And if I must tell you, the person who introduced me to your music was Prince.
Shut up. No, yes. I'm going to die. What?
Yeah, I didn't know about you until he played you to
me. No, I feel sick. Are you kidding me?
I'm serious.
Oh,
he loved your music and he was very...
Oh my God,
he's
don't.
Very selective. And I would always say, how do you know this music? How do you know these people? And he says, they find me.
Oh, sorry, I wish so I met him, man. I mean, that's just, that is, honestly, you're an hour late, but I forgive you for everything. I forgive you.
That is. Good, thank you.
Oh my God. Nicole, I'm speechless. I love Prince so much.
Oh, I wanted to make sure. I have like such a crap memory. And I wanted to make sure, and I'm so sorry for being late. I was doing
traffic, an expert. I blame Simon Cowell. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
He could show up whenever he wants, but we have to be there bright and early and just wait around. But I love Simon, though. He's been great help to me and my family this year. And I was in the car thinking, wow, I know this woman's work from Prince.
So are you going to be here for Thanksgiving?
Yes, I am.
Do you celebrate it?
Oh my gosh, I'm American. Are you kidding me?
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to Simon. Simon and Lawrence.
Oh, of course, because Lauren's American, isn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, so she invited us.
But he's now vegan.
Is he?
That's what everyone says. It's why he's so slim.
Maybe he is. Yeah, I think he looks great.
So... You're going to go there.
I'm not vegan.
Are you bringing a dish? Are you one of the kind of people that likes to host? And do you cook?
I can cook.
Will you bring a dish to Simon?
If I have to. I have an extremely busy week. I think we're going to do gift exchange. So I'm going to bring fun gifts.
Fine.
But normally, if I weren't, I'm coming straight from rehearsals and going and go, we'll go back to rehearsals.
So what are you rehearsing for?
The reunion of the Pussycat Dolls.
Don't you wish your girlfriend
major.
Was...
Major, guys. Yeah. It's major. It's my Australian
So what, are you
accent.
All in? Are you all in London rehearsing?
Nope. We haven't been together in 10 years. And
so when are you meeting up?
The girls arrive tomorrow.
Are you a bit nervous?
Wow.
Absolutely, I'm shitting my pants.
Why are you shitting your pants?
I'm not nervous because I love being on stage more than anything, but we're performing on the finale, and I have, yeah, so that's next Saturday, and I don't even know what we're doing, and we haven't been together in 10 years.
So
you're going to have to do all your hits.
Is it going
to
be a medley?
It's got to be a medley.
It's got to be a medley.
Well, that's okay, isn't it?
Yeah, and then I think that... I want to tease one of our new songs.
Ooh, so who's been producing them?
People, all different people. Okay. It's just great. It's whatever feels right, you know?
Nice.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
You know.
So will you be wearing the same sort of outfits that you wore originally?
I think it'll be, we won't completely derail off that, but it's going to be PCD 2020, right?
Right.
So I'm still figuring this out right now as well. So I've got to go after this. Create the compilation for it, the medley.
So, I mean, are you nervous about being with the girls again in the sense that kind of dynamics or is it just going to be so easy with them?
No, we've not been together in forever, but those are my girls and we'll... And also what's so beautiful is that we've done a lot of growing up since then. Mm-hmm. So it's about, like, really, if there's no better time to actually lift each other up and be there for one another. I mean, especially this time of women empowerment. I mean, that's what it's all about, right? If you're going to talk the talk, then you better walk the walk. So I'm excited for us to come out and see, you know, what we're going to be doing in our tours next year.
So is this the start of a big reunion?
This is amazing.
Yeah. So you're getting together for the X Factor finale. Mm. And then that's the beginning of a tour.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, so that will launch and kick off the release that we're going to come back and do a reunion tour.
And how you got together, you were kind of put together, were you not? You auditioned for mm-hmm. the dolls. You put, yeah. And was it that Jimmy Iovine, you were on his radar as a solo artist almost? Or how did it all work out?
Truth be told, I was in a group before called Eden's Crush.
Yeah.
And that came from a show called Pop Stars, which I think you guys had here. Right. So, before that, I was in a rock band, an acoustic rock band. We toured with Foo Fighters, Bush. Like, I was like all black, goth. I sang like.
What, rock and roll?
I'm a rock singer.
Are you?
Absolutely. But I sang really like these Celtic chants, and I have this like whistle tone.
Evanescence?
No.
Kind of. Not really. It was chanty. I was really inspired by this artist named Lisa Gerard from this group called Dead Can Dance. Have you ever seen Gladiator?
Yes.
Yeah, she did the soundtrack for that. She did that beautiful voice.
Okay, right.
Yeah, yeah. So anyways, Pop Stars,
So how'd you go from being in a goth band to then... Rock band?
I was in a rock band, and then I was looking for a solo deal, and then my mom, we lived in Kentucky, was like, oh my gosh, they're coming, they're looking for a girl group, and you should audition. And I was just like, Mom, I used to wear all black, and I was in theater.
But by the way, she's now in like all snow colors, like yeah, yeah. neutral, looks kind of like an angel. So yeah,
okay. I was like, Mom, gorgeous. I am not in a girl. Okay, and I sang like musical theater.
Where were you in Kentucky?
So I was born in Hawaii, and then I ended up in Kentucky because my mom met my dad, who was in the army. She met him, I think, when she was in Indiana, and then his family's from Kentucky, so we moved to Kentucky. And he adopted me, which is why I have the last name Scherzinger.
Okay.
So he raised me.
Okay. And are they still in Kentucky?
No. So once my grandma passed away, then I moved my family back to Hawaii.
And are they happy there?
It's Hawaii.
Yeah. It is the most beautiful
place.
But
we do try to go back sometimes. My sister lives in Tennessee, which is only a couple hours from Kentucky. So I spend a lot of time still in the South. Wait, where was I? Because I go
Kentucky.
All over the place. Kentucky.
Pussycat Dolls, you say, no, Mom, I'm not auditioning.
Yeah, so then
Pop Stars.
Cut to, I'm leaving work. My boyfriend at the time, we drive, you know, 6 hours to Chicago.
Where were you working?
I was working at the Lancome counter, putting makeup on people.
Did you like it?
No.
Okay.
I always rather be singing. It wasn't horrible. Mm. It was nice. I like helping people. And so we drove in the middle of the night, and I stood in line 5 a.m. and I auditioned. And the reason I auditioned, because they said whoever gets to be a part of this group, that we're moving you to Los Angeles and putting you in a house. And I come from very humble beginnings. There would be no way in the world I would know how to get to L.A. I'd gotten everything myself. I'd gotten my own car and everything, but that was like a big thing. I didn't know anyone from LA, so I was like, let me audition and see what this opportunity brings to me. And I went to them and I said, I'm shopping my solo deal. I already had my demos and everything waiting that I created in high school and in college. And I earned my spot in the group, Eden's Crush, and that brought me to LA. And one of the girls from Eden's Crush was auditioning for Pussycat Dolls. So she came to stay at my house, and she was telling me, oh my God, these, the biggest people, Jimmy Iovine and Ron Fair, are putting together a girl group and it's dance and singing. And I'm like, well, that's my background. I come from musical theater. This is what I do. And so I went and I called my people and I was like, how do you get me into that audition? And they're like, they've been auditioning for months and this is the very last week. And they've dwindled it down to like 7 girls. And I was like, get me in the room. So I go into Record Plant Recording Studios in LA. They had people, you had to dress up like cabaret clothes, which I never dressed in clothes like that.
Like burlesque?
Yeah, like I didn't own like anything like that because I was quite reserved growing up. I'd done like musical theater where you wear like certain outfits, costumes. Yeah. But I went out to Victoria's Secrets. I splurged.
Oh my God.
I bought a top. And then I went to Forever 21.
I love you.
Yeah, show your best bits off.
Yeah, I put some pinstripe pants on and a white top. And then I sang my song a cappella.
What song did you sing?
It was an original song. And it was like, nobody knows. Tell me why I used to cry. It was just like a real beautiful, just singer, songwriter song, right? And they didn't even want to see me there, like stand right there.
That was your own song.
Room. Someone else had written it.
Okay, fine.
It was a massive room. And they didn't let me take 2 steps in. And they were just like, sing. And I sang. They were like, can you dance? Before I knew it.
What did you do?
I took my top off. I had my Victoria's Secrets number.
Yeah.
Oh, flew that. I think the CD of this music came from my armpit. Flung it to the thing. I think it just flung straight into the CD player across the and I did a dance to Pink Panther.
Pink Panther?
Yeah, like a Bob Fosse inspired dance.
Oh my God, have you watched Fosse Verdon?
No, I haven't.
It's so good, Nicole.
I love Fosse.
It's so good. Michelle Williams is.
She has time to watch the
television. Oh yeah, no, I don't watch television, but I watch anything documentary that I can, anything. Like, I'm kind of obsessed.
This is like Michelle Williams and Sam Rockwell, and it's a biopic. No, it's honestly, don't look sad. It's so.
Why is she upset?
Drinking a wine saying, why, yeah, I miss that.
Oh, so I thought it was Christmas like present, a documentary. Like, I thought it was like old school.
It's really good.
Is it?
It's really good.
Is it?
Here's Prince coming in.
Here is Prince. There he is. He knew you were here.
Yeah, he was so named Prince. After Prince because we went to see Prince.
Oh,
just we loved him.
Should we eat something? Because I'm hungry and I think we should get into it.
Yeah, let's get into it.
So whilst Mum is just sorting out the Christmas dinner,
which we hope isn't too dry,
but we do have gravy. There's we know that you're pretty healthy, and this is a relatively healthy Christmas dinner.
I'm not that healthy.
Okay, I love. Fine, great.
I mean,
perfect.
My favorite thing is a Sunday roast.
Oh, great, brilliant.
And for me, well, I only eat chicken, or y'all don't do turkey. But for me, it's just about a juicy chicken. It's about perfectly cooked potatoes. And like, I put my swimming cap on.
Oh, you get the gravy.
And I put my whole bathing suit on. And I just dive in. And I'm swimming around in the gravy. I'm serious.
Okay, great. Well, then this could work quite well for you.
Yeah, I love it. It makes me so happy.
Does it?
Oh, it's soul food for me.
Is that the reason you keep on
like
coming
Southern,
back then?
In Sunday Kentucky, roast. Yeah, that's the reason.
So what was the food like in Kentucky?
So for Christmas, we always do the same fixins. We do turkey. We'll sometimes do turkey and ham, honey baked ham.
Oh, I could hear the Kentucky in you then. Ham.
And ham.
Yeah.
We do dumplings, chicken and dumplings.
What are the dumplings like then?
It's just like flour in like yummy, creamy chicken sauce broth.
Oh my God, this sounds like nothing I've ever had before.
It's so good. Chicken and dumplings. Broccoli and cheese casserole. It's just like broccoli swimming
cheesy broccoli. Yeah,
I don't know how to really serve this because there's so many dishes.
Well, should we do a few dishes
on
the table and then just, you know, will you have turkey?
Yeah, I love
turkey. Okay, perfect. Fine, great. And then if you want, there's a bit of nut roast that you can have if you
want.
Nut roast. Well, you're probably going to have that at Simon's house.
She doesn't want that.
It's a vegan
nut roast.
Nuts.
No,
is,
she doesn't want that.
Okay.
She's not veggie.
It's basically the option for a vegetarian or a vegan when they're out having a roast.
Oh, I'll eat it all.
Okay, great.
Lovely. I'll eat it
all. It's almost like a stuffing. It's lots of nuts.
Oh, okay.
Quite, yeah.
Oh, wow. I've never heard of that. A nut roast. That sounds fun.
Mum, you've made a bit of an effort today.
You've got your John Lewis beaded placemats. You've got your baubles out.
I always like my baubles out, darling.
Oh, my God. Oh, these that's are roasted. The cutest thing I've ever seen.
Nicole loves my my roasted Brussels sprouts, mum.
Oh, yeah. My God.
So these are roasted Brussels sprouts with...
This is amazing. Oh, I'm so happy right now. Oh, you don't understand how happy food makes me.
Oh, good. I can see.
Oh, that looks like heaven.
Okay, so you've got a bit of everything.
Oh, this is one of my favorite things about this country. We don't do this in America.
Roasted root vegetables.
We don't do like parsnips and turnips and stuff. We do like carrots and, you know, green beans and things like that.
Yeah, well, you know, we've got...
this is full on.
Yeah.
As everything.
I apologize in advance for the food coma you're going to be in after.
Bring it on.
Okay.
I love a good food coma.
I feel like you have got good table manners. I feel like you are so appreciative of the food.
What is good table manners exactly?
I mean, everyone has different opinions, but I don't know.
Jessie, this is bread sauce. You've probably never had it.
Have you had bread sauce before?
No.
Is that gravy?
No, that's just an extra condiment that mum makes. It's like bread sauce with cloves and milk and onion.
Yum.
And it's just kind of...
I'm going
and
for it.
And bread, darling.
And bread.
I'm sitting over here with my swimsuit on, ready to dive in.
So, good table manners. I mean, everyone thinks that things are different. I
don't know what good table... What does that constitute?
I mean, that's the thing. Everyone has a different opinion.
I will tell you this. I think I have good table manners. I didn't grow up in a fancy upbringing, okay? So, like, I did have a dinner last night, and there were so many utensils around the dang plate, and I was like, well, which one do I
use?
Were
you like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman, where you were like,
babe,
which one do I use?
Babe, I was. Suckers. I was, and I was like,
oh, that's
there's
I find
so many.
That's, yeah, but I don't know. I don't think that constitutes as bad table manners.
Okay.
That you don't know
but
which
then
spoon
they told
to
me
use.
You got to work out. In. And then there's that one thing that's just sitting at the top.
That's the pudding one, isn't it?
Why would they do that? It's like you got you got 10 courses coming.
You know what? That's quite a good point, actually.
Thank you.
By the way, help yourself to all the bits and bobs.
This is so exciting.
Okay, fine.
Jessie,
can I do something?
No, you can just help yourself to whatever you want. That's what you need to do.
I'm going to. Don't get scared because I eat y'all. What are these things? These little purple things in the...
They're grapes.
Grapes?
Grapes.
Wow. This is so cool. You know what you all have that we don't really have in America too that I love is mulled wine.
We have mulled wine! From Waitrose, they've sorted us out with everything. Thank you so much.
God. What's this?
That is red cabbage. Have you ever had red cabbage?
I'm going for it.
It's very sweet. It's delicious.
Oh, it's sweet. Okay.
So we have turkey with sage and brioche stuffing from Waitrose and Partners. Mum has made her own forced meat stuffing. Then we have Brussels sprouts with grapes and hazelnuts and thyme, roasted potatoes, roasted root veg, red cabbage, a sweet potato, what would you call it? A casserole with marshmallows, gravy, bread, homemade bread sauce, and a nut roast somewhere. So,
you've got to try the bread sauce.
You've got to try the bread sauce. Can I put some on your plate? I'll just put it, and it's really good with the turkey.
Oh, that's not mine.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, then you're having it.
Perfect.
Oh, I love it. Nicole's serving out. Right, okay, serving up. Perfect. Well,
cheers.
Happy Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh,
happy Nicole Scherzinger.
Oh.
Right.
I'm so excited. Oh, you even have cranberry. My mom loves cranberries.
Bon appetit, everyone.
Bon appetit. Oh, God, you're like a princess. You need to be in more Disney films, I think.
Oh, my gosh. This is so good.
I like it.
Wow.
It's just simple.
It's in my mouth is what it is. It's exciting. My mouth is having a party over here, guys. It's so good.
This is bloody good, Mom.
Is it, darling?
Yeah. Mm. I never doubted you, but it was great.
Thank you, darling.
It's really great.
This is the best, some of the best turkey I've ever had.
Oh, good.
Well, la-di-da.
That's huge to say that because that's all we have is in my family. It's heaven.
It is really bloody good.
Isn't it?
Mm.
Oh, my gosh.
Hold up. If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
We're asking everybody in this series. We used to ask everybody what their Uber rating was.
Let's go for it then.
Well, do you
No.
Do you take Uber?
Babe, yes.
Do you know what your rating is?
Can I tell you? Guys, I'm really good, but then I wasn't good. A couple times, she likes to have a little drink and go out dancing. But what happens after that, when she likes to have a little drink and go out dancing, she must have Taco Bell. So I will make my Uber driver
drive to Taco
drive
Bell
for hours to find an open Taco
Friday.
Bell. And then I will eat all the Taco Bell and leave.
In the Uber.
Leave like all
what
of...
are you ordering when you're going to Taco Bell at like 3 in the morning?
A 7-layer burrito. Chicken Maximal, chicken gordita, chicken burrito supreme.
I don't know anything about Taco Bell at all. Like, I don't. Delicious. I've just seen them. Is it your... So that's your kind of fast
food
option?
Do you like Mexican
food?
Oh, I love Mexican.
That's
It's the best hangover food.
We also... So we haven't found out your Uber rating yet. And actually, you're the first of the series that I've decided to ask, but we have been asking every guest on this series what their karaoke song is. And I feel like you're going to be able to tell me immediately. Is it a musical song?
No.
What is it? Is it a rock song?
I Will Survive.
Oh, okay.
Either that or What's Up from Four Non-Blondes.
What's going on? That one. That's a tune. So I want to hear you do this kind of music. With a roast potato in a mouth.
In my mouth.
Still can blood.
What's going on?
You've got such a great voice. Such a great voice.
Who sings that, darling?
Four Non-Blondes. It's like a proper, like, 90s. So did you love Alanis Morissette?
Obsessed.
Jagged Little Pill. One of the best albums.
Track 13.
Which one was that?
I
went
to your house. Oh, yeah, walked up the stairs. I noticed the letter that said...
That was the note. That was the note.
You said, hello, low. I love you so low. Meet me at midnight, no. It was my writing. I better go soon. It was my writing. So forgive me, love. I cried in the shower. Just food in my mouth.
I love you so much.
You know
much.
That song, right?
Yes. It was like, it was the fucking brokenhearted one.
Obsessed.
Because you're going to have a big sing to
that. Oh, yeah.
And
the
I
love
want...
that you gave us. No, 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 no. Yes, fucking great. Now, yeah. I kind of want you to do a record. Why don't you do a record like that? After, post the success of the new Pussycat Dolls record.
I've done tons of music. I just never released it. I sang everything from, like, Phantom of the Opera to... I've sang with Slash on his album, Alice Cooper.
Oh, wow.
I just love music.
But, like, you... Okay, so let's go back to that audition process where you are going... You're whipping... You've got your pinstripes on. You've got your Victoria's Secret special on. And they are at the end of their auditioning process. And then you become the lead singer. Like, you become the person that writes songs.
So then we had to do a final audition, and that's how I earned my role to do the album with Ron Vera.
What was that like? Was it like a write sing-off with all the girls?
No, it was like just a performance at Johnny Depp's Viper Room.
Sick. Why was it at the Viper Room?
Just like old school, that was like the where they started the Dolls. It's just really old, like the history there, you know?
Is that, oh, really? Okay, so that's like, so it was quite like grungy.
Yeah, real dirty, rock and roll, like exactly. Sick.
How old were you when you were in the Pussycat?
My first group, I was 22. And then my second, I think at the Dolls, I was around, at my rock group, I was 19, touring the country, 19. And then Pop Stars, I was 22. And then the Dolls, I think I was around 25.
You've lived a life, Nicole.
I have, but it still feels like I'm just as hungry and I'm young than ever. Like, I'm hungry to, I feel like I haven't even started of what I'm supposed to create and what I'm here for.
So where next? After the reunion?
So,
because that won't sustain you forever, will it?
No, I'm really excited. I've got my stuff that I'm working on, my music, but I'm wanting to release it a different way. It's just more of a reflection of my life, what I've been going through, more like art projects, right? More creative way of doing things. So I'm working on that. My dream, I would love to do Broadway one day when the right thing comes along, or if I could create my own musical.
So are you going to bring this this musical one-woman show to the UK?
Yeah.
When have you announced it?
Yes, come. No, because it's going to be like a really intimate thing. Oh, it'll be December 8th and 9th if you want to come.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd love to.
We'd love
Absolutely. I'm so excited. Is it just you and the piano, or is it kind
No, it's me and the piano and a band. But just, that's it.
Where is it going to be?
I think, I'm not sure, but I think we're doing it at Boulevard Theatre, which is a new theatre. It's never been done before.
Okay, but not very big. Why are you doing it so small? Just to kind of test the waters? Or are you going to do it?
No, because I'm doing it for me. I'm doing it for the people I want to invite. I did it, if I'm honest with you, the reason why I did it is because I wanted to go out for a few roles that they wouldn't see me for. And it shattered me, and I was so pissed off. And I was like, you can turn me down after you've seen me. And they wouldn't see me.
Do you think they had a...
They just had people have preconceived notions, and they don't want to give you a shot. So I was
but
like...
Andrew Lloyd so Webber's like, a huge fan
so
of yours.
So I was
yours.
Like, let me educate you. Let me educate you. It's not your fault, it's my fault. I've not educated you yet. So that's what I decided, and I was like... What I love more than anything is singing and communicating through song and telling these stories and really connecting with people. It sounds so cliche, but I love it so much to my core. And so I was like, what's keeping me from singing all the songs I've ever wanted to sing? Why do I have to wait years for auditions or anything? Why don't I just put together whatever I want to do and sing everything? I sing opera in it. I sing all types of stuff. I do some batshit crazy stuff, and I just put it together on my own and found my beautiful musical director and have a band, and I didn't know what I was doing, and got together some of my closest mentors and was like, help me not suck so much, and we put it together. So I think I guess I'm saying this is like, if you really want to do something, don't wait on anyone else, do it yourself. So
I'm
so grateful. That's what I've been wanting to do. But I was so scared, and I did it. I remember P always told me, whatever you're
being Prince.
Yeah. Whatever you're afraid of, then lean into that, because that's what you're supposed to be doing. And so I did it, and I was like, dear God, I pray I didn't make a big mistake. And I got really positive reviews and stuff. This was like Tony Award winning. So I was like, okay, so I'm going to bring it here and just invite a few of, like, I don't want it to be too big, because I don't want it to be like Gaga has this amazing show where she does show tunes and stuff, but it's so, it starts to turn into something else. And I want to start it out. I also, if you start to get into big theaters, then I'm going to have to start bringing dancers and doing other things. And that's not what I want to do right now. I want it to, I want people to feel like they're right there.
I love that.
With me.
Last Supper.
Do you want pudding?
Oh, yes. Do you want pudding? We're going to offer pudding. You can have it. We've got it.
So Jessie made oranges with Cointreau, which are quite nice and fresh.
So just oranges in Cointreau with a bit of syrup, and what it's in this Cointreau? Snazzy, John Lewis.
It's like a liqueur.
Wow.
And we've got a jar for Dermot.
This could be like a palate cleanser, shall we say.
This is fancy.
I have a whipped cream
and then the delicious Heston Blumenthal. Big and port. It looks like a cheese on a bread board, but it's a cheesecake.
Oh my god, this is heaven. So I am taking a picture.
We've got some options. You can have a bit of both.
I want it all.
Oh, bless you. So, I am Last Supper, starter, main, pudding or dessert, and a drink of choice. Hit me.
I love food. So, every course has to have courses with it.
My kind of woman.
I was in Australia doing a show, and I told my team I was eating dessert and it was done, and I said dessert should always come in courses.
Are you a sweet person?
I just love food. Who gets one dessert?
No, that's not fun. I like it when they offer a trio at some places or a medley. Yeah, I like that.
So there's a particular oyster that I love, I think, from France. So I would start out with oysters.
Anywhere you've had them in particular?
At a restaurant called Milos.
Where's that?
Regent Street.
Okay.
It's a Greek restaurant. The best oysters I've ever had. Oysters.
Wow. Never heard of it. Amazing. Go on.
That's it.
Not the vinaigrette?
No vinaigrette. A good oyster doesn't need that.
And do you push it up with your tongue? Like that. That's what I got told that when I was doing catering when I was younger.
Babe, no one.
No, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to massage the oyster up into the roof of your mouth with your tongue and kind of go,
They were messing with you. They were full on. I've never heard that.
It's actually really unpleasant,
that's
to be
disgusting.
Fair.
That's disgusting.
It's disgusting. It's like
I would not like it then. Oh, no.
A tongue. A salty tongue or something else. Tongue. Anyway.
No. You would love this. So then, and some balik salmon. I love balik salmon.
What's balik salmon?
It's this way, old Russian way of smoking a salmon, but it's in fillets.
Oh. Where do you get this?
At the caviar place.
Oh, as you
Heaven.
Do. Yeah, cool.
As you do. Heaven. So we have that. And then we'll have, white truffle pasta.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, okay. I don't really know the difference of the taste with white and black ones.
Oh, white is way better.
Really? Okay,
yeah, fine. White is like really fragrant.
Would you like a little pud?
I would like everything. Okay, I want to try this. Oh my gosh,
do you want
me to do that?
So yeah, you're having
You
like,
take it for yourself.
You're having primis, you're having secondis, whatever.
What's
you're having,
that, whatever. The crust?
Yeah, yes, it looks like a breadboard, isn't
I'm
it
going
clever?
For it.
It
is cute.
Right, okay, I'm going to give you that as a
thank
little
you.
Palate cleanser.
Wow, thank
right,
you.
So... So we're on to white
this
truffle
is exciting.
Pasta.
I've never had this.
Well, to be fair, my mum said I did it wrong. So
do I just go
she
for
was
it?
A bit angry
yeah.
with me yesterday.
It's just
so.
Oranges.
It's just like really easy.
With Cointreau.
Mum, I didn't do your recipe right.
I like it.
I can't taste the booze.
I can't taste the booze.
Maybe you should put more on.
I did put more on. I mean, that's like nice oranges, whatever.
It's lovely. The oranges are great.
Thank you, babe. Are we on to your main yet or not?
Oh. White truffle pasta, and then a beautiful fish. I don't know if it's a tuna from Hawaii. I don't know if it's a Chilean sea bass, or I don't know if it's like a nice Mediterranean sea bass. Salt baked.
Right.
What about, and then...
Sides? What would you have with the sides with the fish?
Sides. A side of prosciutto and mozzarella with tomatoes.
Yeah, fine, good.
Prosciutto is great.
Good.
This doesn't make sense. I love that. And then, so then my dessert would come in courses. Cheese and bread.
Oh, you'd have that
and
first.
Crackers.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have a red velvet cake with cream cheese icing.
Okay, from and anywhere in particular?
This thing we have in LA called Doughboys. Even Oprah loves it.
Okay.
So good.
Doughboys.
Really moist heaven. Just like literally with your swim arms on, just hanging out on the side of it. Then some chocolate truffles
and then banoffee pie.
I understand you. I like your palate. I think we're quite similar.
What's wrong with... Well, you should have dessert in courses.
And what's your drink?
All different wines.
Oh, okay. You're doing a wine tasting menu.
Yeah, so let's do the wine.
Fine. Love you.
White. Perfect. We're doing a wine tasting.
Yeah, fine.
Then the red, some sherry at the end, dessert wine. Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming.
This has been so epic.
Now, Nicole, everyone gets a tea towel.
Oh, what is this?
So, everyone gets one. When you're a guest on Table Manners.
Oh my God, thank you.
So, yeah.
Get it.
That can be your new Pussycat Dolls outfit. That can be the skirt.
The whole
dress.
The whole thing.
We've opened a bottle of bubbly, and as Gaga would say, I can throw my glasses away, I've seen it all. Prince talked to Nicole Scherzinger about me. I nearly cried. I didn't know what to say.
I was proud.
My eye makeup was all over the place, and I think Nicole was doing this. You know how you do it when you're doing a favour to somebody, when they try and like wipe their eyes, because my mascara was all smudged because I had welling up eyes. And I think she was trying to gently say to me that my mascara was everywhere.
Darling, do you think her makeup was professionally done?
Well, she used to work in on a makeup counter, maybe it was her own. No, of course it was professionally done. But to be fair, I don't think she needed much makeup.
She is beautiful.
Well, she's just kind of gazelle-like, isn't she?
Well, she's got the best figure. I was going
bloody
say.
Best appetite too.
And she ate like a horse.
Love her. Knew I'd
she
love
was
her.
Just such good fun. Do you know what she was, Jessie?
What?
Positive. There was no negativity there.
No.
No negative vibes.
And like a real can-do attitude and a bit of a kind of, like, and this is in the most positive sense of the word, like, real ambition. And I love it. I love that she's still trying to make it on Broadway or, you know, she's going and doing it.
She's made it.
Well, I know, but she's still...
She doesn't need to try that
Well, I know,
hard.
But then to her being like, right, how do I get to do a showcase? And then she just goes and does it. I love it. Love it. She was so lovely and she was so appreciative of the meal that we cooked.
I know. And, you know, it had been sitting there a while. Thank God it came out all right.
Oh, my God. Thank God that they had, like, sous vide the...
Turkey.
The turkey. So it was, honestly, the most moist thing. I completely would recommend... I think I'm going to get a sous vide, Mum, for Christmas.
I was thinking about that.
They're quite cumbersome, though.
Jessie, not till you moved out.
But, honestly, that
There's
turkey
no space.
Blew my mind. It was so tasty.
Yeah, I thought
and moist.
It was tasty.
She was an hour late.
And it was still moist. That word's been said
that
a lot.
Bloody word. Thank you so much to Waitrose and Partners and John Lewis and Partners. It really has been quite special. And we felt like the hosts with the most. So thank you so much. A great dry run for the old 25th.
Absolutely.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.